Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, BT and Sal football picks brought to you by Cash App.
It is the perfect parlay pick segment, week 7. So far, I am way out in front of you and Hoff, BT. I have 80 points. Hoff has 40, and you have 25 to cash out some parlays here. Two-team parlay is 25. A three-team is 50. A four-team is 100. Plus, we pick the winner of the Jets and Giants each week with no spread. That is worth 5 points so far on the week as or on the year as well. The overall record, I'm 11-6. Hoff is 10-12. You are 6-12. So you got some work to do here, BT, as we head to week 7.
Talk about belt to ass. Belt meet my ass. Let me get a little music here. I got to change this. I've been wretched. I got to own it. I'll take the L. They can leave the L chain in here for the Evan and Tiki show. I've been morbid. I got a 3-spot for you today. Hopefully this gets me off the ground here. Get a little momentum as we start moving toward the middle of the season. First up. And I checked, I did a very thorough in-depth weather report and weather analysis on this, and I'm being serious.
Oh.
Miami is, you see, what I did was I looked for a very low over-under. Now, the Jets is very low. That's 41.5. I'm not touching anything of that game at all. The lowest is 36.5. That's Miami at Cleveland. Now, we just saw the Brownies, and we know both teams obviously having issues. Do you know that there's going to be 50 to 60 mile per hour gusts in Cleveland? Yeah, I mean.
That's why.
Yeah, 95% chance of rain. Forget about field goals. Even point after is going to be, you know, big time roll of the dice. You're going to get a lot of runs. You run tick, 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 tick. Not as many possessions. Give me the under. Miami at the Brownies, 36.5. Now, I think everybody, while I understand it, and I've kind of said this a little bit as well, I do think everybody's just a little quick to bury the Eagles here. I think the Philadelphia Eagles, to the chagrin of Giant fans, of course, are about to get a little right here on the road at Minnesota, and they are laying 2.5. They are favored, not quite the 3, although it's only you get 3 for being at home. So really what they're saying is Philly's basically 5.5 better than the Vikes to win by a field goal. Dome, get the field goal, good kicker. I think the offense opens up a little bit. Maybe Saquon gets nuts. Philly, -2.5. In Minnesota, and a little more NFC East juice for you. Dallas, I think Acostos actually brought this up too. Dallas is -1.5, hosting the Commanders. We got the news earlier today. McLaurin is out. Terrific wide receiver. They're really banged up. The Commanders are. So I'm going to take Dallas and that prolific offense. Yeah, some head-scratching moments so far this year for Dallas, but I'll lay the 1.5. I'll take Dallas to beat the Commanders. So in summation, week 7, got a little trio spot for you. The under, 36.5. Miami and Cleveland, give me that. Philly, -2.5. Getting right in Minnesota. Dallas, -1.5 as they host the Commanders, and they will get the win.
All right, there you go. BT, week 7. Hoff, what do you have here?
All right, so I have no idea what I'm doing this week. It feels like the games are all a little misplaced. I'm not feeling it at all, so I'm going to go for a 4-team teaser.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I actually wait for your music to hit. Yeah. I always like the way it's
So this
it's good.
This is actually a cover of a Kiss song. I actually don't like Kiss a lot, but
no,
I like this song.
But so. You got to recognize.
I was going to play Role Models version of this song, but I thought it was a little too dry, so.
All right.
You never saw Role Models? You look at me like I'm an idiot.
I don't even know. No, the movie? Yes, I've heard about it.
Yes.
Well, we know your picks for music are very good.
Oh.
How about the picks for football?
I kind of just care about the music at this point.
Well, the picks for football have been ass.
I'm going to run down quick.
Built two.
I'm going to Chicago, -4.5 over New Orleans, because I think New Orleans is just terrible. I think Chicago is kind of finding their way. So, -4.5, Chicago. New England going to Tennessee. Vrabel going to just completely stomp a new head coach. Who is the head coach in Tennessee?
Callahan's out. Yeah, I don't even know who it is.
The former Chargers coach. What the hell is his name?
Yeah, Anthony Lynn? Get an
a- No.
He's going to get a belt to the ass.
I
forget his name.
The blonde hair. I know you're talking
about. Mike McCoy. Yes,
yeah.
McCoy.
D-E-D dead. And that's what's going to happen to them. New England -6.5 at Tennessee. I am going to go to MetLife. BT.
BT. They're going to react to this. Yeah,
I'm going to MetLife.
Go to MetLife. Stay in MetLife.
Carolina with the points, -1.5 over New York Jets because they're going to win the game.
Good pick.
And then I'm going to Denver. New York Giants with the points, +7.5 I have. At Denver.
When are you leaving? Tomorrow or tonight?
Tomorrow at like 11. I think.
All right, man. He's going to be out there.
All right. Hit me with it, Dove.
Yeah. I'm going four-teamer. I'm feeling good. I'm going for the kill shot. Eminem's birthday. Happy birthday, Slim Shady. Kill shot. I'm going for it right here in week 7.
Happy birthday, Eminem.
First up, give me, give me the Lions. Monday Night Football, -5.5. I think the Lions bounce back in a big way. I think the Bucs are good. I don't think they're Lions good, especially on the road. I could see the Lions easily winning that game by a touchdown or more. Give me Detroit, game number one, -5.5, to beat the Bucs and bring them back down to earth. Game number two, I'm going to go to L.A. I want the Chargers over the Colts. I think this is the Colts coming back down to earth as well. Chargers just a tougher team, better coach team. I know the Colts have been good. Can't take away from them. Chargers getting a little bit healthier. Quentin Johnson back this week. Chargers only laying 1.5. I think they beat the Colts, so I'll lay the 1.5 at home versus Colts game number two. Okay, now is where it gets fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's go to MetLife. And you know I've been talking about the Jets all week. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Or my picks where my mouth is. I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm taking the Jets. Aaron Glenn's going to silence the critics at least for a week. Justin Fields as well. Running the football. Run the football. Play sound defense. Stop with the stupid penalties. They cleaned it up last week. Build off of that. Get a win. Exhale. Jets +1.5. They beat the Carolina Panthers for win number one. Final pick of the four. We're going to Mile High. We're going to Denver. I've been 100% correct on the Giants so far this year, every step of the way. Unfortunately, this is a bad matchup for them. It's a lot of points. It was 6.5 earlier in the week. It's 7.5 now. I'm going to lay the 7.5. I believe Denver is that good. Their defense will slow down the Giants. A little bump in the road. Not a big deal for the Giants. Little bump in the road for Jackson Dart and Scatterbo in that offense. Lick their wounds. They'll go back at the Eagles the following week. But I love Denver in this game. They will silence the critics. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Costos! Denver -7.5 over the Giants. Lions Monday night -5.5. Chargers at home over the Colts, -1.5. Jets get their first win, +1.5 over the Panthers at home. And the Broncos beat the Giants by double digits, lay 7.5 over the Giants at my high. So the straight winners, BT, I'm going Jets and I'm going Broncos for the straight head up.
Okay. And by the way, doesn't it feel good when you're on a roll, like when you're scuffling like I am?
Yeah, you're playing. Start
to, well, you obviously
on your heels.
You start overthinking. I think this, but no, I'm in my own head. I admit it. Give me the Broncos. Give me the Panthers.
Okay, Broncos and Panthers. I have Broncos, Jets. Hoff, what do you have?
I have the Panthers, as you know, and I, too, am going the Broncos.
So all three of us don't think the Giants are going to win that game. Jackson Dart lights it up.
Dart from 20.
I will tell you, all week long, I have been, because I'm thinking about taking Denver in the knockout pool. That's how much I believe in them.
Okay.
But I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't scared off a little bit by Jackson Dart. I think he is frightening. So even though I believe in Denver, I would not, like, I wouldn't be totally stunned if the Giants somehow beat the Broncos.
What are the other pool options for you?
I mean, I could lay up with Kansas City against the Raiders. I try not to take division matchups. Been pretty good so far through 6 weeks. A lot of people have bid it. I would also consider taking the Jets. Like, at some point, you have to take a chance.
The suicide pool.
Week seven? Hey, look, you don't win by picking favorites. I mean,
yeah, but you hang around by picking favorites.
I mean, not so much.
For a while, usually.
Half the pool is out. I mean,
well, how many dogs have you picked so far? I guarantee none. You probably picked the first 6 weeks, right?
I'll give you an example. Well, I don't pick chalk, like the chalk favorite.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that I've picked underdogs. Yes, the Jets would be probably the first underdog. But last week I took the Raiders to beat the Titans, where the majority of people were on whatever layup game it was. Steelers beating the Browns. I don't know.
I got you.
I just stay away from the obvious. Like, the Chiefs are probably going to beat the Raiders, but maybe they don't. I mean, I don't know. That's how you, to me, that's how you lose these pools, by just saying, oh, yeah, I'll take the team with a 10-point spread, and then you get beat. Or teams that took the Eagles to beat the Giants last week. Like, how you lose these.
You know what I'm curious about here? Because the Panthers have no national imprint here. It's not Dallas coming in or the Steelers. I think we'll see about 25, 30,000 empty seats on Sunday. I think that place is going
to
be empty.
What's the weather supposed to be like
here?
Okay.
It'll be nice. Evan will be there. I know he's going. I've heard him say that. But
the Panthers, dude, come on.
Nobody's traveling to watch them.
The Panthers aren't that. They're looking to win. Sorry, BT. They're looking to win their third game. Like, the Panthers aren't that good.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is, like, you think about the secondary market where, like, and I was actually very bothered, you know, at least be there for Aaron Glenn's first game. All right, you made some money back with the Steelers. I'm not going to berate you here. But, you know, the Dallas game, all right, Dallas, a lot of fans, I got it. I mean, no Panther fans, or at least very minimal, are jumping into the secondary market to get these Jet tickets. And it's probably one of the last really nice, warm-ish, manageable fall days in terms of families and pumpkins and kids and that stuff. I bet you a lot of fans say, I'm not coming. I don't blame you.
I hope they do go out, because to your point, like, if you're not going out to this game for the Jets, when are you going?
I ain't going at all.
You know the diehards will be there.
Yeah.
But if you can't go and think maybe you're going to see the first win of the Aaron Glenn era, like, you can't make an argument for any of the other games to be appealing for the home team.
Oh, my God. All right, so we'll come back. We'll wrap it up. We'll get back to these calls here. It's BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. Evan and Tiki coming up next on a Football Friday. The Giants juice, a little Glenn's got to get one for the Jets. Obviously, the Scoople stuff for the Mets. Hey, Total Orthopedics, Long Island's premier immediate orthopedic practice, whether it's a sports-related injury or something a little more complex, Total Ortho has spots throughout Long Island with diagnostic equipment right on site. And now Total Ortho Express offers 4 convenient walk-in service, no appointment necessary, from the field or sports court straight to a top-rated walk-in orthopedic doctor. Visit TotalOrthoExpress.com. That's TotalOrthoExpress.com, because time doesn't heal wounds, they do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.